let's return to All Politics is Local in Massachusetts on New England's News and Talk Radio, WCRN. Once again, here's your hosts, John Featherston and Terry Hendricks.
It's Small Business Saturday. Get out and support those small businesses. I'm John Featherston, that distinguished man right there. That's Terry Hendricks. You're tuned to All Politics is Local on New England's News and Talk Station, WCRN 830. Learn more about the program at allpoliticsislocalma.com. Terry, a new poll came out earlier in the week from Suffolk University and the Boston Globe. Our governor is the most popular governor in the country right now. He's polling very, very well.
What's it, about 70% plus?
Baker received 70% favorable rating, beating out Senator Elizabeth Warren at 54%. Marty Walsh, the mayor of Boston, received 54%. The Attorney General Maura Healey got 43% favorable rating, and Senator Ed Markey at 47%. So, a Republican in Massachusetts is the most popular or most respected politician right now. That's an interesting tidbit. You know, Governor Baker originally spoke out against the Syrian refugees and said that wasn't interested in taking any. He softened his stance a little bit this past week, a little bit.
Well, yeah, I think he's probably gotten a little pressure from the people standing out in front of the State House trying to let everybody in. But all right, folks, here's what I'd like for you to do. Invite a Syrian refugee to your home for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Oh, and by the way, they don't celebrate any of that stuff. So, you know, get your whatever food ready, because they want you to change. So their assimilation record's not been very good. So, but if you look at how the state feels about it, about 47% right now agree with Baker on Syria, of Massachusetts residents. And about 40% disagree with them, and 13% don't know what day it is. So, if you ask the question, if you believe that the feds could properly vet these people, that 47 only goes up to 51%. So statistically, it's still, people are against letting these folks in for, I think, pretty obvious reasons.
But, you know, Governor Baker originally off the, you know, right out of the box, hey, I just want to know what the plan is. You know, what's my responsibility? What is Massachusetts' responsibility? Governor Baker has proven to be, you know, work across the aisle, bipartisan effort to run the state. It certainly wasn't Republican versus Democrat. If I'm a governor, and especially if I'm constituent of a governor, I want the governor to say, well, hey, okay, what are we getting for this? Are we getting compensated for this? What are my responsibilities? How long do I have to put these people up? Am I educating the children? Am I, you know, am I extending EBT card benefits?
Well, John, you know the answer to that.
But of course I do. But, you know, he's the steward of the ship. Of course he's got to ask those questions. I don't think it's outrageous to do it. And then for, you know, Seth Moulton to come out and, you know, attack him the way he did. I mean, come on. What about Elizabeth Warren and Ed Markey? Where are they on this subject?
I think they're just keeping quiet.
Okay, so so they're true leaders is what you're saying. Okay.
Well, in this case, you know, the secret to leadership is sometimes you have to lead, sometimes you have to follow, and sometimes you got to get out of the way. It sounds like they've just gotten out of the way.
So it's a common theme. Looking at the Suffolk poll and the Boston Globe poll also is interesting that they did a presidential survey as well, and leading in the Republican poll is Donald Trump with 32%, Marco Rubio coming in at 18%, followed by Ted Cruz at 10% on the Republican side. On the Democrat side, Hillary Clinton was by far the most popular of all the respondents, polling 53% of the vote. I don't think anybody is necessarily surprised by that. And U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders took 29%, and then the guy that Trump referred to in Worcester the other night is, oh, yeah, the former mayor of Baltimore, who was Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, was polling at 3%. So any surprises with that poll?
I'm surprised O'Malley's still at 3% and not zero. Honestly, if you ask most of America who he is, they don't know. Of course, the problem with part of America, they don't know who anybody is.
You know, it's funny you say that because he's an impressive figure. I mean, I certainly don't agree with most of his politics or anything like that, but he seems to be a caring person. Baltimore has had its challenges. I think it still does, but he's definitely moved the city forward. Some people say he's done a good job in Maryland. I'm not an expert on Maryland politics, but he's a likable figure. Surprised he's not doing better nationally. But, you know, Bernie Sanders, you know, is going to probably get 30% across the country and be his 15 minutes of fame. He was on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine and Time magazine, and he'll probably just go back to being a, you know, run-of-the-mill senator after all this is over. You know, Hillary's definitely going to be the front runner. I think another scandal will probably only pull her ahead in the polls.
Well, yeah, possibly. Although there is a high unfavorability rating with Hillary Clinton, and I think it's somewhere in the 60% ballpark for all voters across the country. So,
yeah, but at the end of the day, even if a diehard Democrat doesn't like Hillary, they're still going to vote for her.
Well, it's either for them, it's either Bernie or Hillary.
No, I'm assuming that she's the nominee.
Yeah,
assuming that she's the nominee. What? They're not going to vote for her? They're not going to go out and vote?
No, some might not. But you're right, though. Most will just go to the party ticket and hope for the best.
You know, let's talk a little bit more about the Syrian refugees and the whole problem. You know, there's a travel ban, worldwide travel, you know, advisory right now, advising people not to travel or mm-hmm. to be, you know, be on the lookout when you are yeah. traveling. We've got the ISIS piece. We've got Syrian refugees. We have planes being shot down, Russian planes being shot down over.
Actually bombed. It was a bomb in a soda can.
Well, no, that was a airplane liner yep. being blown up, and then we also have the touch up between Russia and Turkey over their flight space. The world's at an interesting point right now, as we talked about earlier in the program. Chris Christie has a very harsh criticism of the way President Obama is handling the national security and the fight on ISIS. You know, President Obama doesn't even acknowledge that there is. A threat from ISIS. He says that we have them self-contained. I think he's ridiculous.
He's obviously being very academic about it and hoping that they'll go away, but they're not. They're actually going stronger every day. And if you listen to people who talk about what can we do about ISIS, well, one of the things we can do is, quite honestly, shut off their money supply. And a lot of their money supply comes from two sources. One, it's oil. And they'll go into these territories and sell all that oil. And they're not selling it $45 a barrel. They're selling it about $25 a barrel. So they're depressing the market a bit, selling this oil in the black market. And that's a huge source of funds. So some people have said, let's just go and bomb those oil fields that they have captured. And that'll shut off some of the... Of course, the other place they get their money is they'll go into a town and go in and rob the banks and the stores. Literally, they're gangsters, if you really think about it. They're gangsters... they're such huge gangsters and murderers. They'd put the mafia to shame. Mafia are kindergartners compared to these guys.
There's no denying that. Hey, it is Small Business Saturday. The holiday season, or as I call it, Christmas season, has started. Get out there, support the small business owners today. They're the backbone of the American economy. Shop local. Please help them out. And hey, we're going to come back again next weekend. We'll talk All Politics is Local. He's Terry Hendricks. I'm John Featherston. Learn more about the program at allpoliticsislocalma.com. You've been tuned to All Politics is Local on WCRN 830. Have a great Saturday.
Happy Thanksgiving and a very, very Merry Christmas.